Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Welcome along to the Sideline View. So tell us about the Pro-Am tournaments. Firstly, the one on Thursday at Axdale and the one yesterday at Nyanga Park.
Yeah, look, it was good to be back in Central Victoria playing over the last 2 days. Certainly appreciated some warmer weather, some nice, firm, fast golf courses as well. It was great.
Any tips for an amateur like myself? Pretty much don't go out on the golf course. It's the only tip I've been told.
I always find it's easier if you just hit it down the middle. There's a tip.
There's a tip. Oh, I like that one. Of course, yesterday at the Nyanga, you got some other events coming up over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so the Pro-Am swing at the moment up at Leeton in New South Wales. So there's an event on today and tomorrow at Leeton. Then we've got Griffith and Wagga Wagga next week in New South Wales. The Pro-Am swing in Victoria moves to Cardinia Beacon Hills on Wednesday, and then the Heidelberg Golf Club on Friday, and we wrap up our season down here with the Mornington Peninsula Pro-Am at the Valley Golf Club in Safety Beach next weekend.
Oh, lovely part of the world, Safety Beach. I've got the in-laws down there so they can stay down there. I shouldn't say that.
Excellent.
So basically, with a Pro-Am system, how does that work?
So the Pro-Am system is basically designed for our players to get out into regional areas and metropolitan areas as well, I suppose, and give the amateurs an experience playing inside the ropes at a professional tournament. So they're very much a one-day event,
yep,
most of the time, one- and two-day event, lots of corporate support from local businesses, and a chance for amateur golfers to get up close and personal with some of the best golfers in the country.
So just give us some names who have been doing from the professional side of things who have been in these particular Pro-Am tournaments that our listeners might know.
Yeah, so on Thursday at Axdale, we actually had David McKenzie. So for your listeners, they might remember David. He's actually been playing on the Champions Tour in the US for the last 12 months, and he's home at the moment. So he played Thursday, along with Mike Harwood, Tim Elliott, some of the elder statesmen, I suppose, of our tour. But then we had Chris Muick, who's an Axdale local. He teed it up on Thursday and Friday as well. So sort of an array of professionals from across the country
now,
playing for the last couple of days.
Sure. If I mention the name Andrew Martin, a lot of our listeners would know that particular name. He's done pretty well for himself over the last week or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, first professional win on tour last week, at the TPS Sydney at Bonnie Doon. So fantastic for Andrew. He's been out on tour now for some years after winning the Australian Amateur Championship back in 2004. So really great for Andrew to get the win last week. And he's actually going pretty well at the moment. They're playing the Queensland Open, and looks to me like he's pretty close to the top of the leaderboard.
Well, we'll give you a latest result when we look at the Sideline View scoreboard a little later this afternoon. Hey, Heath, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and all the best with the next couple of weeks in the world of golf.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.